Redistricting shoved Sitka's Bert Stedman and Angoon's Albert Kukesh into an incumbent versus incumbent Senate race. The most recent campaign finance reports show Republican Stedman with the most money. He brought in about $31,000 since the August primary. That's about six times more than Democrat Kukesh's $5,000. Overall, Stedman leads with about $64,000 raised this and last year. That's almost twice Kukesh's $33,000. Still, Stedman says he's hoping for more.
Well, it'd be nice to, you know, to get that dollar amount up to about 80 to run a, you know, a good Senate campaign. It, you know, just expensive to travel around and advertising and stuff like that. It has a funny way of adding up.
The district includes Ketchikan, Haines, Wrangell, Sitka, Craig, and Clukwan, plus numerous smaller communities. It's about three-quarters of Stedman's old district and one-quarter of his competitors. Kukesh continues raising funds, but unlike Stedman, he says he has what he needs.
It's really been hard to raise money, though, because of the so many people are running this year. Every House seat and every Senate seat, except for one. I've even seen Anchorage legislators coming down here for fundraisers in Juneau, so they must have dried Anchorage up pretty good.
Both are members of the state Senate's bipartisan majority, which blocked Governor Sean Parnell's plan to lower oil taxes. Neither got money from Alaska's major petroleum companies or the political action committees they fund. Stedman's campaign did attract $1,000 from top officials at Armstrong, a Colorado-based independent oil and gas company with Alaska investments. He also brought in $250 from the ConocoPhillips employee PAC, but he's not getting much help from his party.
Each senator can get up to $15,000 from the party. I've gotten $250 from the Sitka Republican women, and that's it. I expect no party support out of Anchorage at all.
Kukesh got a little more party money, $500 from Juneau's Democratic organization. Both candidates have raised significant amounts from unions and their PACs. Kukesh brought in about $7,000 from six state employee and teachers groups, plus two construction unions. All of Kukesh's PAC money came from labor groups. Stedman raised half as much labor money as his opponent. He got $3,600 from three construction labor groups. Five other PACs, including Saners, dentists, and hospitality businesses, raised his total to $6,600. Kukesh also brought in about $3,000 from board members and employees of the regional Native corporation Sea Alaska, where he's board president.
I got some money individuals who work for Sea Alaska, but no, they don't have a PAC, and they haven't spent any money on a PAC. And if they had a PAC, they certainly didn't spend it on me.
Meanwhile, Stedman got $500 from the president of Sitka's Native Corporation. The candidates have met with business, community, and tribal leaders as they've traveled from Metlakatla to Pelican and points in between. Kukesh says voters have asked about education funding and energy prices, among other issues.
A lot of talk about the ferry system and the need for replacing ferries. The road to resources has a lot of discussion because of the Prince of Wales mines that are going in down there.
Stedman says he's hearing much of the same from just about all of the communities he's campaigned in.
The issues haven't changed or don't change when you move from one island to the other as far as off of the major hurdles, which is energy and transportation.
The candidates' numbers have changed since their most recent finance reports filed earlier this month. At that time, Stedman had spent about $31,000 and still had around $26,000 left. Kukesh had spent around $11,000 with twice that much left. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.